Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building what I like to call a break warehouse rack in Ableton Live 12, a single MIDI track that can hold multiple classic jungle breaks, slice them up, make them instantly playable, and let you flip patterns fast without your CPU melting down. The vibe is old-school jungle, early D&B, breakbeat-driven. The goal is simple. Choose a break, slice it, play it like an instrument, automate quick changes, then commit it to audio so the rest of your project stays light and responsive. Before we touch anything, set your tempo somewhere D&B friendly. I like 170 BPM as a starting point. Set global quantes to 1/16 so when you record chops they land tight. Now create one MIDI track and name it Break Warehouse. This is important. One rack, many clips. We are not going to duplicate devices all over the set. That's the CPU strategy. Now let's build the warehouse. Drop an instrument rack on the Break Warehouse track. Open the chain list. Create four chains to start. Name them something obvious like Amen, Think, Hot Pants, and Shuffled Perk. Don't go crazy with 20 chains right away. 4 to 8 is the sweet spot for speed and clarity. You can always expand later once the system is working. Now we load breaks into simpler, but we're going to do it in a way that makes slicing stable and predictable. Here's a coach move that saves headaches. Pre-trim your breaks before they ever hit simpler. Take your Amen break, drop it onto an audio track first. If it needs warp, warp it there. Prop it to exactly one or two bars. Consolidate it so you've got a clean file. Then turn warp off on that consolidated clip. Now drag that cleaned audio file into simpler. Do that because messy, random length files lead to weird slice offsets and inconsistent slice counts. The cleaner the file going in, the more muscle memory friendly the rack becomes. Alright, on the Amen chain, drop a simpler. Drag in your cleaned Amen file. Set simpler mode to slice. Slice by should be transient, and set sensitivity around 70 to 85%. Raise it until the kicks and snares are being caught cleanly, but you're not getting a million tiny slices from hi-hat fizz. Set playback to trigger for classic chop behavior. Then set voices to something like 6 to 10. This is a big part of staying tight and keeping CPU reasonable. Too many voices and your break turns into a washy overlapping mess. Plus it costs more processing. And here's an authenticity and CPU win. Turn warp off inside simpler. If the break timing is messy, do the warping on an audio track first. Flatten it, then slice the flattened file. Warp on everywhere is how you get smeared transients and unnecessary complexity. Repeat that same simpler setup on the Think chain, the Hot Pants chain, and your Shuffled Perk chain. Now let's make the rack playable in a consistent way. The whole point of a warehouse is that when you hit the same MIDI notes, you get the same positions in whatever break you're currently on. So check where your slices are and make sure the playable slice range is consistent across all chains. Typically, you'll start around C1 and go up from there. One practical rule, try to keep slice counts consistent. If Amen gives you 28 slices and Think gives you 19, your fingers and your programming instincts get confused because the same notes now trigger totally different moments. For warehouse flipping, playability beats perfection. It's okay to manually add or delete a few slice markers, so both breaks behave more like 16 or 32 slices. You're building an instrument, not doing an archaeological restoration of the original drummer. Next, light processing per chain. Light, this is where people accidentally build a CPU bonfire. After simpler on each chain, add EQ8 to a high pass around 25 to 35 HE, 24 dB slope. Just to remove subrumble, they'll fight your bass later. If the break feels boxy, dip around 250 to 400 HC by a couple dB. If it's harsh, a tiny dip in the 5 to 8K range can calm it down. Keep it subtle. You're shaping, not rewriting. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Transient plus 10 to plus 30 to bring the snap forward. Soft clip off and on, because old school breaks like a little edge. Boom is optional and usually subtle. And honestly, in D&B you want to be careful because your sub and Reese need that space. If you do use boom, keep it low and consider tuning it around 50 to 70 Hz, but don't let it dominate. Optional, auto filter for movement. Use a 12 dB low pass, and we'll map the cutoff so you can do that classic darken the loop then open it into the drop move without inserting reverbs on every chain. Now we set up the actual warehouse switching. Go back to the instrument rack and open chain view so you can see the chain selector. Give each chain its own selector zone. A simple layout here is Amen from 0 to 15, Think from 16 to 31, Hot Pants from 32 to 47, Shuffled Perk from 48 to 63. Then right-click the chain selector and map it to macro 1. Rename macro 1 to brake select. Now you can switch brakes instantly and automate it per section without duplicating tracks. Quick teaching note. Automate brake select at bar boundaries. That phrase locked switch keeps the groove identity intact. If you switch mid-bar, it can be cool, but it often just sounds like a mistake unless you do it intentionally. Now let's make this rack performable with macros that matter. Macro 2. Pitch. Map simpler transposition for each chain to the same macro. Set the range around minus 3 to plus 3 semitones. Pitching down 1 or 2 semitones is a classic move to make the break feel heavier and drop 2. Pitching up is instant hype, but go easy because it can get chipmunky fast. Macro 3. Gate or slice tail control. The exact parameter depends on your simpler settings, but the goal is the same. Tighten the decay or release so your 16THs don't smear together. This is how you go from loop playing to chop speaking. Macro 4. Smack. Map drum bus transient from about 0 up to 40. Use it like energy automation. More transient in the drop, less in the breakdown. Macro 5. Dirt. Map drum bus drive, maybe from 0 up to 25. If you want extra grit without heavy plugins, add a saturator after drum bus set to soft clip, and map its drive lightly, like 0 to 6 dB. Also, if you want that old vinyl warehouse crunch, you can add redux very subtly, post EQ and pre-drum bus, then low pass a touch to tame fizz. The trick is subtle. If you hear digital sand, you went too far. Macro 6. Tone. Map auto filter frequency, something like 1.5k up to 18k. This becomes your dark drop and open the air control. Macro 7. Brake HP. Map the EQ 8 high pass cutoff from maybe 20 up to 80 HZ. That gives you a fast way to clear space for bass during busy sections. Macro 8. Utility at the end of the rack. Two options. Map width from 70 to 120% for subtle stereo control, or just map gain for quick level trim. Personally, I love using utility as a safety. Aim for peaks around minus 60 BFS while you jam. Brake samples lie. Some are quiet, some are insanely hot, and drum bus plus saturation can clip before you realize it. One more coach note. If macro automation is clicking or sounding steppy, draw tiny ramps. Even 10 to 30 milliseconds makes a difference. For pitch moves, quick ramps often sound more musical than instant jumps, unless you specifically want glitch. Now we write jungle patterns the warehouse way. MIDI jam first, then print. Create a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip. Start with a genre anchor, snare accents on 2 and 4, or at least the implication of that backbeat. Then pepper in ghost notes and kick retriggers. Think in phrases. Rolls that answer the snare, little stutters that lead into the next bar, classic aminisms you can program fast, a short 1/32 snare drag leading into the main snare kick to snare stutters for momentum, little ghost snare taps at low velocity to make it feel played, not looped. Use velocity like a drummer. Main hits around 95 to 120, ghosts around 40 to 70. If you want more human dynamics without writing more notes, push simpler's velocity to volume response a bit stronger than you normally would. Then your MIDI becomes expressive just from velocity. Now add groove, but don't drown it. Open groove pool. Pick something like an MPC 16 swing, subtle. Apply it to the MIDI clip with timing around 10 to 25%, random around 2 to 8%, and keep velocity influence low, like 0 to 10. The DNB rule is swing is seasoning, not soup. Too much swing and you lose that forward drive at 170. At this point you can arrange with clips instead of duplicating racks. Make multiple MIDI clips on the same brake warehouse track, one clip for your main groove, one clip that's just fills, a one-bar microfill launcher, one clip for a variation groove with different ghosts. Then perform your arrangement by launching clips and tweaking macros. Record into arrangement view. This is a very jungle way to work. Perform the breaks like an instrument, then edit the best moments. Now the key to minimal CPU. Commit to audio. Option 1 is freeze and flatten. Once you like a section, right-click the brake warehouse track, freeze track, then flatten. Now it becomes audio and the devices are gone from playback. Option 2 is resampling, which is my favorite for performance takes. Create an audio track called brake print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Record 8, 16, or 32 bars of your performance. Then consolidate the best take. If you want even more control, you can slice that printed audio again, or just do surgical edits. Mute a kick. Duplicate a snare drag, reverse a tiny slice for spice. And here's how you keep the track evolving without overcomplicating it. The every 4 bars rule. Every 4 bars, do one thing. A 1 beat stutter, a half bar fill, a tiny pitch dip on the last snare, a quick low pass choke then release. One move. Not 10. If you want a darker, heavier DNB edge without wrecking CPU, do parallel smash on a return track. Make one return with drum bus pushed harder, transient up, then an EQ high past around 120 Hz, so you're smashing mids and tops, not mud. Send your break into it lightly, like 5-20%. You'll get aggression and density without stacking distortion on every chain. Also, keep low-end discipline. Breaks often have junk down low. Use utility or EQ8 in mid/side mode and cut the size below around 150 Hz. That keeps punch centered and makes room for bass. It's a small move that makes the whole mix feel more professional. Common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. Don't warp everything inside Simpler. Warp once on an audio track if needed, flatten, then slice. Don't set Simpler voices too high. You'll lose punch and waste CPU. Don't overprocess each chain. 4 chains with a few stock devices is plenty. Don't ignore gain staging. Breaks plus drum bus plus saturation can clip fast. And don't forget that you're allowed to leave some imperfection. Old school breaks feel good because they're human. Let's finish with a quick practice plan you can actually do today.